We're back tonight with another episode of Sky Blue Stories, boys, at the wonderful Bella Vista Hotel.
How's the sound quality, James?
It's so quality.
It's so much better.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. We are here. Thank you very much to the Bella for having us on the Hills Podcast Studio for the first time in, I think I want to say 2.5 months, 3 months, something like that.
The last person was Brosk.
I think it was.
And he had a cold.
I think it was. Yeah. Yeah. I think he was actually the
patient
cause.
Zero.
God.
Festering in that beard.
If I remember correctly, Shawnee, you actually told him you'd just gotten back from from overseas.
Yeah.
But it's Jonathan Finger here with James Pierce-Senton and Sean Maloney. I want to thank everyone for your interactions over the week. As we mentioned last week, we've discovered these great things called reviews, especially on iTunes, and a couple of people have left us some lovely ones on there. If you could get on and give us a bump, that would be great. We are your favorite pre-COVID podcast. It seems like every bloke with a app at the moment has a podcast about football, so make sure Sky Blue Stories is your favorite.
Yeah, what is with that? Everyone's coming out with podcasts these days.
It's nuts.
Ridiculous. But every time you review us, an angel gets its wings. So please get on there and
Milos
five
Ninkovic
stars.
Gets his wings.
Nothing but five stars.
I tell you what, we weren't this out of the box when we were just recording on an app. Yeah, I feel like the banter's properly back because we're in a room together.
And we can see each other.
And there's a nice social aspect about this. We're not, you know, looking at each other over Skype. We're like not, you know, on a shitty app.
Waving crazily, you know, to try and get each
occasionally,
other's attention.
Yeah, exactly. Occasionally hanging. You know, we can actually have proper banter. We're not in a rush to get it anymore.
Are you guys social distancing over there? Can you just measure, please?
1.5.
Arms out.
Our bodies are, but our groins aren't.
Good. Oh, dear. Well. Oh, dear. Last week, gents, we had the wonderful Mel Muscat on our podcast.
Isn't what she a gem? Joy. Absolute gem.
It was.
Positivity brimming.
It was. And that, I think that's, again, vicariously knowing people through social media and definitely one of the things is that Mel's an extremely positive person and just, what did I say, always a glass half full.
Yeah, we could lose 10-0 and she'd still be proud.
Yeah.
Well done, guys.
Actually, at the last derby at Cogra, which we won't talk about the result, I actually nearly ran her over, but I apologised on socials afterwards.
Why would you do that?
I think I was trying to get out of there, like get the hell out of Dodge.
Was she protesting?
No, she was just crossing the street patiently. But I was trying to get the hell out of Dodge. And,
long trek back home to Bella Vista Way.
It was. Speaking of football and being back in places, we might have some football soon to talk about in Australia.
Oh. But they come out with this big announcement and it all gets us excited, but they're still very coy with the details. Like, yeah, they're kind of dangling it in front of us, but not quite letting us know exactly.
What about that David Poor, the Brisbane Roar CEO, blowing up about it being a Sydney hub? I mean, mate. Your premier isn't even allowing her borders open.
Yeah.
Yeah, can't really do much about that.
What do you got to complain about, champion?
Well, she's made an exception for the Broncos.
But then, you know, rugby league.
But then again, like, do you want the game to go ahead or not? So just suck it up, come down. Hell, the New Zealand Warriors came across from the Dutch. So if they can do it, you can come down from Queensland.
Well, the Phoenix did also. Once upon a time.
Yes, they did.
We sent them
back. They will again. They will again.
It's interesting the wording of all these statements that have come out around the restart, right? All the rhetoric is around we're waiting for a plan from our broadcast partner. Players won't return to training until mid-June.
That's a plan, yep.
They need a month to get ready, which flies in the face of the fact that England's still got over 1,000 cases a day. Players are already back into training.
Yep.
We're down to, you know, single digits across the country every day and people aren't back in training. So it's really...
It's unusual contrast between us and the rest of the world.
Well, I mean, there's more money in Europe for football in general, right? Yep. So they need to get it back. But, yeah, the timing's interesting and I think it's just prime time for Fox to, excuse me, fuck off.
And let it go to Optus.
Mate, I don't care where it goes. I just want whoever gets it to treat it with some respect. Yeah. And to invest in it and actually do a decent job of building the game. You can't.
One tell even.
Wow. Aussie Mail?
HIH?
Does that take you back, Jono?
Bloody
hell. Who had a One Tell account?
Was it me?
I did. I don't know. But where do you think this hub, do you reckon they'll just play it out of the one ground? Because we've also got.
What's this other thing about?
NRL to compete against with ground availability.
Right.
Do you think it'll just be like. Well, I'd say Cogger and Leichhardt.
It'll be similar, but when you look at the NRL, they're not actually playing out of Cogger, which I thought was interesting.
Which is why I thought they might. But then I can see somebody blowing up going, well, that's Sydney FC's home ground. That's not fair. Well, there's no fans and it's a rectangle.
So, it'll be similar. It'll be probably Cogger, Bankwest. They were talking about Wollongong.
Bankwest wouldn't work because of all the NRL games being played through there and the shitty
But
surface.
We've shared before.
Oh, yeah.
But the surface thing comes up every year.
Yeah, they don't care about that.
Yeah.
Especially Fox.
What about when we went and did the flags out there and how crap the surface was? Remember all the pot marks?
Yeah.
What, at Cogger?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, at Cogger. That was I want to say 18 months back or so.
Probably, yeah.
When you're allowed out.
Oh, simpler times. But hey, I like the plan. I like that they've announced a date and they've got something to aim for. I mean, mid-June's 2 weeks away in terms of their training. So
they need a month to get fit.
Yeah. And then what do you guys think about Sydney? And I think maybe actually quite a few teams. I think four or five teams have six league games to go and then potentially two finals. Or potentially three finals for some teams. Let's say it's a 6 week window that they want to get this done in, mid July to end of August. Some people are saying they reckon that's unfair. They reckon, you know, potentially eight games in 6 weeks is too much. I think it's fine.
I don't see how it's an issue.
I think it's
fine. Are they athletes or not?
Yeah. I think maybe they think with a short. The 4 week run up, the short run up, that they think it's not long enough.
But I'm sure your squads play youth.
But you're, I'm sure everyone's Jesus already Christ. Still doing some isolation training and whatnot at the moment.
Yeah.
So they're going to be fit and ready. It's not like rugby league where you need that contact tackling kind of training and preparedness.
Yeah. I think it's fine. I mean, again, you say eight games, 6 weeks. That's 2 weeks in that period where you'd have a midweek game.
And you look across to Europe, they play two, three games a week sometimes.
Yeah, and look, Aussie,
if not four.
The Aussie players won't be used to that is, I guess, part of the argument, but I don't think it's dramatic at all.
Crimea River.
Some teams have – Melbourne City have three games to play. You know, Mariners have four. A couple of teams have four games. So I think it's fine. I think the window that they've got, the plan that they've put out is acceptable. Let's just make it happen. Let's wrap up that Premier's plate and –
on.
Win a couple of knockout games.
Yeah, we can actually go to a pub and watch a game and have a few beers. But before we move on, I also want to mention we've got listeners across the world from as far reaches as what, Myanmar?
Myanmar.
Some of them. Myanmar, sorry, Burma. Mm-hmm.
City of Westminster as well.
But we got a really lovely message from a Stephen Kugler. I think I'm pronouncing the last name right, or Kugler. Kugler. He sent us a message via... Is it Twitter or Facebook?
Instagram.
Oh, I don't know these things.
Oh, my God.
He says, discovered your podcast today on Spotify. Great stuff, guy. You have a new listener from Switzerland. Been to Australia a few times and went to two matches last season. Since then, I'm a Sky Blue too. Good why you, bloody well on you.
Why are you making fun of our latest listener's
I'm not.
Message, Sean?
I'm not.
Steve, thank you. Jono here, Steve. I'm the guy that actually responded to you. Mate, thanks so much for your interaction and the message. It does actually mean a lot to us. Yeah. This stuff, I think as Sean was trying to allude to, this stuff does make us feel, you know, warm and fuzzy. And, mate, you know, I think you mentioned you're a Luzern fan. It's unfortunate that Tommy Urich played for your club. But, mate, all the best. And clearly, boys, Switzerland is sky blue, which is pretty fantastic.
What a beautiful country, by the way.
Landlocked.
I haven't been.
But great lakes.
Yeah.
Wonderful lakes.
You've great mountains. Changed?
Good cheese.
A couple times.
Oh,
good watches. Geez, right, good chocolate. Geez.
Wonderful chocolate. Wonderful cheese.
Sailing
wonderful watches.
On your yacht.
Wonderful great. Stevens.
Beautiful Stevens, some would say.
How good.
So, yeah, absolutely fantastic.
So now, boys, let's go our socials around the grounds, the pick of them anyway, from my point of view. Look, there's several things that have been flooded through our socials, the Sydney FC socials throughout the week. I do want to bring the attention to the one, the only, Teresa Polias, and the mention of her 2019-2020 stats. And I can tell you now, within the next week or two, we are having a wonderful interview.
Hooray!
With the amazing Teresa Polias. So watch out.
Check
the socials. We will be getting in touch with you guys to ask us questions to pose to Teresa. She is Sydney FC women's longest serving player. I think even the longest serving player in the entire A-League, racked up the most games. Some may not even know that she hasn't always played in Sky Blue.
Mm.
Back in the day, she played for the Mariners.
Sure did.
If only briefly. But looks, you know, I did ask a cheeky question of her a couple of weeks ago when she was on like the Instagram chat. And other than asking who was the pest of the team and those kind of standard questions coming from me, I did ask a cheeky question, and I don't know if she, you know,
chose to ignore it.
Oh no, she answered it.
Oh.
But the cheeky question was, what was your favorite goal you've scored? And I love Therese. She's an amazing human being on and off the pitch. But in all her many, many seasons of playing, she hasn't scored many goals. I think she's had like two to her name. So, and when she read it out, there was that little bit of a
– Bit of a giggle.
Little bit of a giggle. So maybe she got the little cheekiness that I was implying.
I can't believe she still agreed to come on our podcast, you bastard.
Yeah, I think she said there's not many to choose from. But but the thing is with Teresa, it's and pardon the cliche, it's what she does out of possession and off the ball. She's just an absolute energizer bunny that just keeps going and going and going. From 38 interceptions, a tackle success rate of 71%, 80% passing rate, unsurprisingly spending 87% of the time in her own half, as she tends to sit deep and plays that holding midfielder role and allowing that transition from the defensive into the middle third and beyond. Unsurprisingly, because she's such a good person, all last season, not one red and not one yellow card at all. And she starts in every game. She's just an absolute powerhouse in the Sydney FC women's team.
132 appearances. Mm-hmm. For Sydney FC, and considering they play about six games a year.
Yeah, the season is little to nothing, yeah.
She's, at the end of this year, she'll knock up 10 years in Sky Blue.
Mm. Wow.
Which is very impressive.
She gets a Rolex watch.
Yeah, two goals, Sean.
Daddy, so she had two.
She scored I thought she had one last season or two.
She scored an absolute banger from outside the box.
Yeah, so she heads the list of Sky Blue appearances for the women.
There's maybe somebody just in the Hall of Fame.
In front of Lena Camus and Caitlin Ford.
Get her in bronze, I reckon. Get her in
bronze. She's a shoe-in for Hall of Fame.
You wouldn't need much bronze to put that statue together. No offence, Tree. See, vertically challenged, but punches above her weight.
We'll embarrass her next week with Hall of Fame demands. So looking forward to that. Definitely.
But speaking of the one and only Teresa Polias, they had the On This Day in 2019. T, as she's affectionately known as, and Brandon O'Neill picked up the top awards at the Sky Blue Ball following our championship-winning seasons.
Brandon looked a bit nicer in the photo. Yeah, I don't know if he'd done something with his hair.
Yeah. Absolutely looked glowing. but he was away on Socceroos duty. Is that his one and only Socceroos cap, I think?
Canberra against Korea.
The good Korea.
The
nice ones. Yeah. Picked up by his wife, who's actually got a new Instagram account, cooking for Brandon or something like that, but all the meals and stuff she puts together for him. They're good value, those two. But Teresa and Brandon are almost like carbon copies of each other and what they do on the fields for their respective Sydney FC teams. So very, very similar mould of player, those two. And I put this next one in on our run sheet, assuming that the bloke to my left, being the diehard Tottenham Hotspur supporter that he is, I expected him to be at this game. On this day in 2015, we faced Premier League club Tottenham Hotspur in front of a huge crowd at ANZ Stadium.
It wasn't that huge.
Unbeknownst to me.
Were you there, Jonathan?
Why would I go see that team?
Did you go see Liverpool?
Yes.
Yes.
So why would you do that?
Leeds weren't available.
But did you actually go and see Leeds when they were here?
Yeah, of course I did.
Over to Perth, Bankwest.
Just to interrupt Sean's story, a great aside from when Leeds visited. I don't know if it was you that told me or if I heard from somebody else, but Leeds originally played United in Perth and then they flew here. Mm-hmm. They got walloped by United in Perth.
I wouldn't say walloped, but...
Walloped. and back, apparently Jonathan. On the Virgin Australia flight from Perth to Sydney, apparently Marcello. Whatever. He's inconsequential. He hasn't actually achieved anything, so he doesn't get a real name.
Wow. Fuck. Cut. Jesus
Christ. Anyway, Bielsa walks through the plane, makes every player open up their laptop and re-watch the game.
And that's why we're top of the championship.
Are you, though?
Yes.
Trust me on this one. Doesn't sound confident.
Trust me on this one. Welcome to football, James. Marcelo Bielsa hasn't achieved anything. Fuck my life.
With Leeds, I mean.
Yep. So, James, you weren't at this game, were you?
No.
So you became a Tottenham fan afterwards?
I became a Tottenham fan in 2006 on the back of a trip to England where I went to the original White Hart Lane before it was demolished.
So why
didn't
you go to this game?
Because it was 2016.
Yeah, but you were a fan by then.
But they played in 15.
So you became a fan when?
In 16.
Oh, wow. 16. Oh, I thought you said 2006, sorry.
Oh, I may have. I tell you what, there's a lot of vitriol in this room today. We're finally back together.
How did that game go, Jonathan?
Which one, mate? The Tottenham game. I reckon Tottenham won 1-0 and Harry Kane scored a goal.
Yeah.
I reckon that's probably how it went.
I think Kane did score.
I don't know. I just made that up.
I have seen a replay of it.
But moving on, there was a few interviews across the week. Tonight at the moment, or just gone by, is the gorgeous Ryan Grant. But in the past week or so, we had Popeye, Harry van der Sarg, a young up-and-coming player for us. Just before we go talk about him, Jovan, my bad. Thank you for the Sky Blue stories.
100%.
A sneaky plug for us. What a fan.
We've got two now.
I'm giving him Kevin status.
Yep.
Kevin's got competition. What's Kevin done for us apart from platitudes and love?
True, actually. He did recognise us in person. I thought that was a nice touch.
Yeah.
And recognise who?
Jonathan and I. At the Central Coast Mariners.
Because we travelled to Owego.
Yeah, we actually.
I have a life.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
We are taking applications for a new co-host.
Your mum? Kev?
Must be able to work audio deck.
I've been doing that the last couple of months. It's all right.
You've been working an app.
We've got a succession plan, James. Knobs and buttons. All right. Our succession plan's
in place. It just means I'm a good leader.
Wow. Jovan, but thank you for the stories plug. So Jovan asked, would you come on the Sky Blue Stories podcast? Have you given them a listen? And Harry said he has had a listen to a few episodes.
He's a massive fan, listens to every episode, Harry van der Sarg.
Yep.
You heard it here first. And
so if you're not listening to it, there's something wrong with you. So
exactly. Do as Harry does.
But, he's a Manly United boy playing there, Manly United NSW, NPL, before moving to our academy. Made his A-League debut for us against a little small team, little tiny, run-of-the-mill, ordinary team called Paris Saint-Germain. Has anyone across them in your travels, James?
Cheats.
No. Great merch, Neymar bloke plays for them. But he's come on off the bench for us this year, replacing Bam Yohan, extended his contract by 2 years.
Smart move by the club, I reckon.
Yeah. The question was asked to him and something we've talked about before, what is his preferred position? He says right back, but he says he'll pretty much play anywhere.
And I think, sadly for Haz, I think he might have to play pretty much anywhere because
that's the only way he'll get a run.
If there's a spot in the team that's locked down, Ryan Grant's pretty much locked down.
Can I ask, Jonathan, do we have a proper loan system set up in the A-League?
We do.
Now we do. Yeah.
I wouldn't say proper.
Well,
but I know we got Danny De Silva the other
year. It exists for under 23s.
He's I don't know, struggling is the right word, but he's not getting as much time as he probably could or should.
He's getting some.
Could he be loaned out to a struggling team up the F1? won't mention any names.
No, I don't want. I think
you know what I'm saying.
Just he's getting on. He's getting on most games.
Is he now?
He's getting on.
Is it the F1?
Used to be
M1 or F3.
Fuck, I don't know.
did it used to be the F1? No,
F3 Derby.
Anyway,
rename the
What's
M1.
What's the F1? Where's that?
Grand
that
Prix racing.
No. Isn't there an F1 motorway like down in Canberra?
Yeah, Grand Prix. F1 Grand Prix.
Is that the Vroom Vrooms?
Yeah.
Okay.
To go around and around.
I don't know how anyone can sit and watch those things.
So anyway. Fucking boring. Harry van der Sar, he could be loaned. He could be loaned. But I think he's actually getting – he's coming on most games off the bench.
Is he?
Late on, as I was just saying. And, you know, he's still got to earn his spot. He has great impact. Mm. But he's young. I don't know if we'll have him for too much longer because
somebody will snap him.
He's
like a Devlin was snapped up, and look how well he's done.
Or a Blackwood, except more successful.
Yeah. So I think smart move by the club to sign him up for a couple of years. Whether that's overseas or
might follow like a Ryan Teague kind of.
Yeah.
I've just put up a picture of the Facebook chat that he did. It's got that really cool blue Under Armour hoodie
that
I want.
Nice, that jacket, that jumper. It's really nice.
Harry, if you're talking to Danny, or Danny, if you're listening, can we just be able to buy the freaking hoodies, man? Like, they're awesome.
James will pay money.
I want to give the club my money for a nice blue Sydney FC Under Armour.
It's awesome.
It's a great design. Bumyan's
worn us. Exactly.
They'll just buy the freaking hoodies.
But I think it's like a purely exclusive player.
Yeah, I did hit Danny up on Twitter saying, mate, I have money ready to go. And he went, yeah, we'll get on it next season. And to be honest, it's a season too late, Danny, because it'll be summer then.
unless the season changes to winter.
I'm cold currently.
You'll have to wear it to an FFA Cup game in August or something.
Exactly. Or an F1.
I don't know. James, what do you make of Harry's time on the pitch this year so far?
I thought he was great. I thought he's been great.
Limited time that he's
I'd got, like yeah. to see, much like myself, some succession planning. Because you wouldn't want to lose him.
No.
He's got so much potential.
No.
And when he has come on, he's always performed. You know, you can't fault Van der Sarg, Bahaja, Joel King.
Tilio,
when they've come on this year, they've all performed out of their skin and they've all performed to a high quality.
I agree, but the challenge is we can't play 16 blokes. You know, start 16 blokes a week, I think.
Start 11 and then change at halftime.
Yeah.
The next interview was probably one of my favourite body parts, but Reza Gudjanidjad, if I said that right, Reza, a very
joke's been done to death, sure.
Cue for laughter.
Let's move on. Let's move on.
It's good to be back with each other.
My favourite body part.
Second favourite.
Sean single, everyone. If there's any female listeners out there,
and he's got a map,
a map. What?
Let's move on.
The Gooch, very. Yeah, I'll call him the Gooch affectionately. Polarizing is the right word, but he did little to fuck all for us, didn't he?
Wow.
What?
Someone just mute Jimmy's microphone, please. I wouldn't. That's a bit harsh, Sean. Little to fuck all. He won us a fucking championship.
Scored a goal. Anyone could have thought of that.
Oh, okay.
All right. Look, I'm in two minds here because I find myself disgusted with myself because I agree with Sean.
Ooh.
He just could not get going. Every game I thought, will be the game where he scores a brace. And
but how many full 90 minutes did he play as opposed to coming on?
That is true. Yeah, he normally comes in the last
15-ish,
give or take a little. So, yeah, he didn't get much going. But, played for Iran, and Iran's quite good in terms of...
He's a very good footballer. He wasn't fit. And like you said, he didn't get going. Always tough to come in January as well. Remember, but for what he offered, I think he did a pretty good job. I mean, again, he scored the Strokes aside, that penalty.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
It's not easy to do. But
15 minutes with the Gooch just definitely isn't enough.
It's never enough. Like I said, I think I said on the pod before, he went back to Zwolle and scored like 4 goals off the bench in one game.
And there's a Zwolle Gooch joke here. Zwolle and Gooch.
Oh yes.
Jesus Christ.
But he played for the Netherlands, also known as Holland, and also known as the Dutch, in his under 16s and 17s before changing to his mother country, 44 caps for Iran, and 17 goals, scored our winning penalty in Perth, 10 goals, and I wrote here for a measly goal tally of 1, although there was that sweet team goal that brilliant was not goal. Allowed. Over at Leichhardt that evening, cool. I think down at the kind of ticket turnstile end.
Well, I said, then he's gone off to Zwolle and scored 7 goals in 13 games.
Yeah, so you can't really fault that, can you? Because it's not like the Eredivisie is a crap league.
Exactly.
No, not at all. And then Jono, one of your, you just love to say his name.
Oh, the despot.
The despot.
Ranko Despotovic. Yeah, very impressive. They've dug Ranko up. I didn't really know where he'd go.
Figuratively, not literally.
Yeah, no, yeah. Although he's got a bit of Vlad the Impaler about him. Yeah. So, you know.
Doesn't he?
But he's over in Spain, Sean, at the moment.
He's got his hands full.
Yeah.
A few kids on twins.
100%.
As well as a young girl, 3-year-old, and a couple of 1-year-olds. You're saying, you know, living life in Spain, obviously, over the last handful of months, or 3-4 months, very tough in isolation area. Only 17 games for us. Thought he was there for a bit longer. 6 goals. Came from Urara.
Yeah.
Diamonds come from the J-League.
Had a really successful stint at Urara, actually.
4 caps for Serbia. Convinced to come over to FC by his...
Petkovic,
By Petkovic. Yeah. Probably famously coming on against the Phoenix, scoring the winner in that 2-1 win over at the SFS or Aussie Stadium or Allianz, whatever it's called back then. Bit of a fan favourite of us in Sky Blue.
Just because of his name?
Oh, yeah, Despotovic. But yeah, it was good to see Ranko get on and get some time there with Dave on the socials.
I've got to call bullshit on my own statement just before. I said he had a good stint with Urawa. He didn't.
No, I didn't. Yeah, I was waiting.
I thought I'm getting you mixed up with someone else.
Yeah, didn't score much. Yeah. But moving on, fellas, last week... Something that we were going to talk about, but you were a little bit incapacitated last week, Jonathan. So we thought we'd hold off and bring it on to this week. But
you're a sleepy boy.
In the last couple of weeks, there was a bit of a thrown together montage clip of great Sydney FC free kicks.
Yep.
And
I saw that.
And I thought to myself, who has been the best Sydney FC free kicker, or as James calls it,
kickballer?
Yeah, ball kicker or goal kicker. What do you used to call it with the penalties? Anyway,
what?
Digest. If as a coach, it's the 89th minute, it's nil all.
Set this up for us, Sean. Set this up. Give it justice.
So,
give it
justice.
So, it sounds like you want to be here, Sean.
What?
I need some enthusiasm from you. It's the 89th minute.
Scores locked at nil all. Yeah, it's the grand final.
Oh, my heart.
Against victory or?
Against all the other 10 are scum in my eyes.
Ooh,
and
that's better.
You can go through the Rolodex of Sydney FC past and present names. Who would you choose?
Just get my mobile out, should I, Sean?
You get the, yep. thanks, Mr. Mate, Connections.
Yeah. Donny Townsend, Alex Brooks.
Just call me Ari Gold.
Yeah. And you've got there's a free kick. Your number 9's been chopped down outside the box. The wall's been set up. Sitting outside, just outside the 18-yard box.
Okay, how many yards outside the 18-yard?
3.
Oh,
and pretty close
to 21 that. Yards.
Yeah. Yep. Wow.
James wins. Dead.
And who would you choose to take the free kick? Past, present Sydney FC player.
Jeez.
And we've had some good ones over the years. That's probably one area that we haven't quite lacked in is good free kickers.
I had a childhood decision, I suppose. Like my young Jonathan went straight away to the wonderful Shannon Cole.
Yeah.
But
you want him to see to do the backflips.
He also missed a penalty in a grand final, Shannon. Sorry, mate.
We hope so to get on the pod soon.
For me, it has to be Del Piero.
Ooh.
Has to be. 89. In that situation, that pressure, it's got to be ADP.
I went a different way.
Newcastle Jets style.
Who did you go, Sean?
I went Brandon O'Neill.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He's cool, calm and collected, icy cold. Has put away free kick or kicks.
Couple, yeah.
The other one against whoever it was down at Allianz, the other one at the S, was that the S? Oh, no, at ANZ against the Wanderers. And I can see James with the screen on, and he was another one, before him, he was another one I was thinking of, the Jew.
Yeah, the one where I couldn't remember who it was that hit the top bar, right, and it hits the top bar and then goes in, crossbar.
Could destroy a crossbar.
Yeah, I got a photo with him at Sydney Airport once.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think you might have sent that to me. Didn't you travel with the team to Adelaide or something?
Yes.
Like accidentally?
Yeah.
That was hectic.
Anyway, it would be the Jew.
Mizajewski. Yeah, like you said, Sean, we've had a few.
Who was taking it for us back in? Oh, Seams, another one. He did the score.
Top,
it was an
top
FFA
left
Cup
bin.
Game.
Yeah, that was
FFA
very good.
FFA Cup game at Penrith.
Yeah. And the one at Cogra.
Yeah. Yep.
Adelaide, maybe?
Yeah.
Cracker. He was taking it for us back in the day in 05, 06, 07. John,
Alvin Checkley was. They popped an Alvin Checkley one up the other day. That was a ripper.
I thought
ripper.
It might have just been Yorkie because.
Dwight or
because
Stevie.
It's Dwight.
Stevie
yeah.
Corriger.
Okay.
Brendan O'Neill's had a couple of good ones too.
Yeah, that's just an area in
great highlight reel. Great highlight.
We just
reel.
Haven't lacked in over the years. Mm. At the moment, isn't ABJ our go to?
They mix it up a bit. I think they mix it up. Bratton has a crack every now and then.
Mm. I tell you what, though, two of the top five free kicks on the Sydney FC website
were Mizajewski?
No, De Jong.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
One Mizajewski, one. One O'Neill and one
Del Piero?
No. I can't remember. Alana Kennedy.
Yeah, might have been.
Yeah, that was at Cogra down the other, down at like the
Alana. Yeah, Alana.
Yeah. Lucky this is not video. But very interesting. Thank you very much, Jono and James, for sharing your opinions there. So I had...
Tell us on the socials who you guys would do in that situation. So...
Yeah, interaction.
Yeah. Oh, who that? Yeah, our socials. Kevin, get on. Jovan. Mel.
Stephen.
Mel, it can't be Mitchell Moses. That's the wrong team. Sky
well,
Blue.
Well, speaking of, as incredibly brilliant as Milos Ninkovic is, doesn't take a free kick, does he?
No.
It's not his go.
He's beautiful with the ball at his feet. Mm. He might have stepped up once or twice. Because he's not known for his like aerial prowess to like pluck one out of the air and hit.
But even in his first couple of years, Holosko used to take a couple of frees.
Yeah, Jimmy's mate. Yeah.
Why? Because
now something else I'd like to chat about. It's something of a bit of a segment I'm trying to get going.
Boyce.
Oh, Geordie, of
Geordie
course.
Boyce.
Yeah, you know, the one over at Leichhardt, that's Geordie, in an FFA Geordie Cup game. Boyce, is that against
Geordie
City?
Geordie,
no.
Geordie Boyce. Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Quarterfinal, FFA Cup 2000. And
yeah, because we had the blue shorts.
We beat them, 2-0?
17. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've kind of been a little bit spoiled for free kick takers in years gone by. Pretty much almost the entire 15 years. 16 years now. A little bit of a segment. I will try and get going maybe every week or every second week or so, is a bit of a top five.
It needs an intro, I think.
It needs like a top five with Sean or some kind of, you know.
Oh, how come it's you all the time?
Oh, okay.
Selfish prick.
Top five and Sky Bly? No.
You can't even know.
We're not brainstorm while we're recording.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, guys.
Sorry.
Are people listening to this? Are they?
Sorry, I thought it was just Kevin.
James, can you work on an intro for this segment? Thanks, man.
Hang on.
Top five with Sean.
Mysterious.
Stop it.
Now,
okay, stop it.
Leave it there. Stop that, James. Some of the top fives will be serious. You know, might be top five strikers of all time or top five. Like Jono, many moons several weeks ago, did the top five goalkeepers of all time. So, you know, that kind
this
of
is born the out seed. Of that. You would,
yeah, say. You were the catalyst. You planted the seed.
I'm a trendsetter.
So, but some of the topics, some of the top fives will be a little bit silly, a little bit cheeky, unsurprisingly coming from us. So tonight's
speak for yourself.
Top five will be Sydney FC's top five hardest names to pronounce.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this.
So am I, James, because I don't know if you've noticed, but we had a guest in the studio a couple of months ago now. And
Brosk.
Sean struggles to say Alex Brosk. So I'm going to enjoy
listen to it back.
I'm going to really enjoy him try and pronounce some of these names.
My speech path, Marcia Williams at Campsie, didn't help me enough when I was a kid.
Wow.
Shout out to Marcia.
Yeah.
Where are I hope you? Your mum got a refund.
Yeah. Medicare. Now.
Yeah, right. I want a refund.
So some of them, they're all recent-ish. Number one, and again, in no particular order.
No particular order.
Charles Lokolingoi.
Yeah, okay, well I've done.
Right,
nice. Yep.
But honestly, for a lot of you that would see his name on the team sheet, match sheet, whatever, I would not be surprised if many of our listeners and fans.
Just Charlie, isn't he?
Just Charles. Just
Big Charlie. Charles.
Yeah. Man, he was a bit. To his defense, he didn't get much time on the field and would come on like at the 85th minute.
He's in Hong Kong now, isn't he?
No.
No, he's back. You're
right. Olympic and then did his ankle or something. So in like the second or third game. They got done. So Charles Lokolingoi, I did coach with his cousin at Olympic. We'll see if you're listening. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Mm-hmm. Second, I reckon now it's easy to say once you know how to say it, but
how do you
when
say
you look
it?
At it, it's just like it's got too many consonants.
I don't know if it does,
or,
to be honest.
Or not enough vowels.
I'm,
I don't know.
I'm looking at three vowels.
Now, when you look at this name,
the next one's got too many vowels.
The double dot puts him off.
How do you say, like,
I need a photo of just so we can tweet what you're actually looking at to make life easier for yourself.
So you'd say Buidge, but
phonetically.
Yeah. Geordie Boys. Like
or is
how
it,
you get boys from, I know it's
or is it
Dutch.
Geordie Bous?
Is it Bous or Boys?
I don't know.
Depends on what part of the Netherlands you're from. I don't know. He's Dutch, isn't he?
He is.
Yes, yes, yes.
I think Dave Warner pronounced it Geordie Bous.
Is he? Okay. Well, Dave would know, wouldn't he?
But,
so it is a bit of a tricky name. It kind of the lack of letters in the name kind of throws you a bit. And you're like, where how do I segment this?
Buies.
Buies.
Geordie Boys.
I was saying Buerns.
Geordie Boons.
I was saying now, another Buies. Name that has – I often just – revert to him as the Jew, but I understand the racial connotations there, so I'm trying to
Jewish isn't
move
a race.
Away from that. But or just, you know, like a lot of European or Brazilian South American, just call him by his like, looks like Cher or Madonna.
Yeah,
so it's just
I don't know if Madonna's short for anything,
but it's just Adrian. But Mirzajewski, it's not the easiest of European names.
I'm not sure you still nailed
Mirzajewski.
Mirzajewski. That is a trick.
James?
Yeah. Mirza Juicy.
Yeah.
You'd have to...
Well, you support Tottenham, so...
Yeah. You'd have to shorten the, like, scroll down the font size to be able to fit that on the back of the jersey. So in summary, we've got Charles Lokolingoi. I think I've got that right now. I've been practicing. Geordie Boys. Buies. Adrian Mirzajewski. Now, fourth.
I've never watched someone practice so much and fail so much.
Concentrating so much. My brain hurts. Our fourth one, or my fourth one.
Is your favourite.
He's already been mentioned. Reza. I just had to wait.
It's just so funny watching Percy's lips and get ready.
see the cogs hurting. My speech impediments working overdrive, my stutter. Gujanajad.
Oh,
there you go.
Nice.
Oh, no, we touched.
Sometimes shit. Sanitize.
Skin on skin.
Sanitize.
I have sanitizer. It's okay.
Gooch.
Might need to pump for it.
I won't say
also
much,
known as Gucci.
Gucci?
Yeah.
Okay.
He didn't have a massive schlong, though.
No.
Sim.
Didn't. Anyway. Took me a second.
Now, my fifth and final of that top five.
fifth final of the
decade. So all the other ones have in common are their last name that it's that I believe it's quite tricky to say.
You struggled with Yordi.
It's that soft J or hard J. Anyway, the fifth one's actually his first name.
I love this.
He's a brilliant coach. And I'm sure he got a lot of shit as a kid growing up. I'm sure in primary and high school, maybe it was said as a term of endearment, and but
depends where you went to high school, I guess.
You fuck Talay. It is a beautiful first name.
Ufik.
Ufuk. Yeah. Ufuk Talay. Talay. You know, you fuck. Like, for those who wouldn't like, yeah, like they'd see it on paper and go, what? This is a joke, right? Someone's taking the piss, but
so Turkish background,
yeah.
Ufik.
Did you work with his niece or cousin, or
I did. I worked with two of his nieces.
Yeah,
Shabelle and Ibru.
Shabelle Ufak and
just okay. Talay.
So I've got a couple of because I can never stop at just the designated amount that I or somebody else has given me. I got a couple of Dishonorable/honorable mentions.
It's unlike you, Sean.
Yep. I thought I'd keep it going.
I thought this was top five.
Yeah, but there's always a few honorable mentions. This is how it works.
And it's also Sean.
That's what they do on Mojo.com. There's always a couple of honorable mentions.
The fuck is Mojo.com?
What the hell?
Don't you watch YouTube? Anyway.
Hang on. Are we talking about a website or a YouTube?
YouTube channel.
But why is it Mojo.com if it's on YouTube? I don't know.
Maybe there's a website. Look it up.
What else do you watch on YouTube, Sean?
Don't have enough time on this pod.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Goes,
or bandwidth.
It goes back to what we were talking about before we started recording in Jimmy's Mate. Now.
Hey, Mitch.
Milos Dimitrovic would be for many a tricky name to say.
Dimmy.
Bobo. I like it because it is it is bloody simple, but Bobo.
Yeah, is it Bobo? Yeah,
Bobo.
Oh, Jesus. Bobo?
So simple.
You know, that's not actually his name, right?
I know. Was he
Davinson?
Davilson?
Divin.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I like this next one purely for the alliteration. My favorite Panananium player.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, before I keep mocking you, do you actually have a speech impediment?
No.
Oh, okay. You're just
just stupid.
Probably not the best idea to host a podcast, right?
Yarrow Yao.
Davinson Rodrigo da Silva.
Yeah. And my last one that I'll mention in there, Sasa Agnanovsky.
Oh, hey, Jesus Christ.
One of your better ones.
Yep.
Sasha, you dickhead.
I know.
It's the first names.
Jesus.
This
takes me back to Jono Zalinardo, Jimmy. Zalinardo.
I like Zalindro. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Bloody ethnic names. So there you go. My official top five, Luka Longoi. Boys, Merja Jadowski, Gujana Jad, and Ufik Talay.
Ufik.
That was really entertaining for James and I. Thanks, Sean.
Well, you're welcome.
If you really do a serious one next week, I'm out.
we're gonna share that around. So Jimmy, you'll do one maybe next week or I'll do one and we'll switch it around. We'll do a top five players' choice.
Guys, hit us up on the socials if you think in our past years of our club, if there's a particular player that I miss that you think has a very difficult first and or last name, mention it in the socials. Hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, what's the other thing we have, Facebook, and say, you know, I believe, I agree with Sean, great top five, Sean.
I believe.
But if you think there's another name that should be in that list, let us know.
I can't wait to hear how all the people butcher Maloney.
Sometimes I think my last name's Italian. It's Irish.
But oh, it's the baloney.
Yeah. Oh, right. Fuck. I had a dollar. No, I get the first name. They can't.
Sane. It's a what?
I know. It's Irish. Like, and it's like Sean Penn, Sean Connery, somebody else.
Is it Irish or is it Celtic?
Isn't that the same thing? I don't know.
It's not like it's spelt like Siobhan.
You tell me.
Like, if you want a fucked up first name, Siobhan.
Yeah.
Siobhan. Yeah, exactly. Siobhan. Right? It's not... Anyway.
I don't think we've had any CO bands for the W League.
Or Siobhan's. Anyway, Siobhan, if you're listening, thanks.
Get us up.
Is that us after a long protracted 5-10 second pause that's going to be awkward for listeners to then come back to my voice going, oh, is that it?
Jonathan's thinking, I want to narrate for you what's going on. No, we've got nothing. Well, that is us for our first podcast back in the Bella Vista Hotel, the Hills podcast studio. Jonathan, I want to thank you for convening this, for booking the table, which we socially distanced around and ate our food.
And the table service.
And the table service. I want to thank you, Sean, for your...
company?
Well, is your tongue grown too short? Is that leading to your speech impediment?
No.
Or is it just you don't have enough wrinkles in the brain? Because you know the brain's wrinkled because it increases surface area and that's where humans get there.
Or two? I don't know what it
is. But a koala's brain is smooth, which is why they're so dumb.
Okay.
Anyway, I'd like to thank myself for saving the end of the pod. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, like us on Instagram, give us a review on iTunes. Don't do a Joe Rogan and just head to Spotify.
Edging closer and closer where there's a podcast of ours that actually involves reviewing and or previewing games. Yeah.
So. On that note, thank you very much for joining us and have an awesome and safe weekend.